Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Tonight on the conversation, the presumptive 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden used the N-word 13 times in a 1985 conversation Senate hearing. Transcripts revealed. I'm going to get into something that I feel is more, not that the 13 times N-word is bad saying it, but, you know, something about that. Disney World has closed a loophole banning visitors from eating and drinking while they walk as means of encouraging attendees to wear masks. Because I won't wear a mask. And, hey, I'm eating, and those have like a bag of potato chips in their hands. I'm eating. Goya CEO Robert Unrein, I said that right, is showing everyone the way to shut down, humiliate America's woke Taliban by refusing to back down. Goya is an amazing product, and I'll be buying. They have a good grapeseed oil. They have good products. I'll be using them. It's nice. Also, Red Bull had that same thing where they had, like, very leftist, Black Lives Matter CEOs and stuff, and they've been let go because they're trying, okay, and that's the American CEO, that's not like, because this is not an American company, Red Bull, just so you know that. Ghislaine Maxwell believes that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered and fears that she will also be killed. I'm understanding she's in the same place that where Jeffrey Epstein was kept and he died. What the heck? If you really want to keep her alive, why are you putting her in the same thing? I don't get it. Pelosi says, because I love this, Trump gets people to say all kinds of stupid stuff, but like, you know, like, will you accept the results of the election? Well, Hillary Clinton hasn't accepted the results of the 2016 election. She still hasn't accepted that, but Trump hasn't said if he'll accept the election results. But we're gonna get him out. We're gonna fumigate him. We're gonna do whatever we have to. He's gonna be fumigated out. Doesn't matter if he wins. We're gonna get him out. Chinese communist authorities have ordered villagers to remove any Christian images or symbols, or they're going to get off their welfare and stuff and assistance. Wow. Okay, don't keep it up there, okay? They'll probably end up just getting killed. They probably won't. But, you know, I hate the Chinese government, but I feel for the people. Yeah, what is it, like, stars in America? Easy. Wow, now I'm going to give you some strains and things for people that actually have to function and work. I'm going to get into that, and also the Wiz and the English Premier League and stuff with Manchester United and that all moving forward. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do feel a part of this conversation. We do have the PayPal link if you want to donate. This is not free to do. All the stuff I do, I pay to do this, so it's, you know, to get the word out and everything. So think about that. Don't forget to like and share, comment. Let me know you're out there, because it'll say I have, like, even like in the summertime, like now, most people don't, a lot, it's hard to watch. Some people don't watch this because it's like beautiful. But, you know, I keep getting the message out there. But remember, 2 Colossians 1, 3 through 4. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Think about that as going through your day to day. And, you know, if you see someone in trouble, think of Colossians. Think about that. Everyone wants help, but are you there to help? I know people are like, well, were you there when I needed help? You know. So, welcome to the conversation, folks, and I hope you feel a part of it. Don't forget to like and share. Like and share. Thank you so much. We need to come together in this world. There's so much division. What's up, Nick? There's division in this world, and that's what, you know, I mean, this is what gets me, because I'm going to get into this, because, and you're going to be surprised at my response to this, but I know if Donald Trump in 1985 said the N-word 13 times, they'd be wanting his head. If Paula Deen said the N-word 13 times, it's rumored that she had racial thoughts. Let me tell you something. What did Paula Deen do? Yeah, she lost her like deals with books. She lost her deals with like the pots and pans. Her life was a mess. But I'm not talking about the N-word with granny. He said it, and it's not right. It's not wrong. But the fact that he used that in Senate hearings from 85, 1985, that is. What, 85? Must be something really lucrative about the Senate and Congress if he's been in there since 1985. That's what I'm tired of. Well, when I become president, I'm going to fix stuff. I'm going to get stuff done. Well, you've been in Congress how long? Senate how long? You've been in the government for 40 years and you have to become president to do anything? If I remember correctly, a lady by the name of Rosa Parks, who refused to give up her seat, did more for this country than 90% of these politicians. Martin Luther King did more for this country than 90% of these. He wasn't no president. He was no congressman and no senator. Did their lives not mean anything? That now you want these, now you have black people wanting their own, oh, we are prisoners of, we're political prisoners. We demand our own land to build on. If you don't give us land, we're going to go find a place that will give us land. Oh, we want to have separate graduations, separate bathrooms, separate dormitories, separate everything. Martin Luther King didn't march. Loretta King doesn't keep his legacy going. Rosa Parks didn't give up her seat on the bus so that we can have segregation. They had Martin Luther King marched so that I could disagree with my friends and give each other crap, but we're all together. We're all humans. There is no black state or white state or Puerto Rican state or German state or Russian state or Korean state or Chinese. I forget what the guy's name is, but there's a guy that's famous on YouTube, and he speaks like some of these, he speaks like Chinese, and he speaks some of these like rare dialects that like only like tiny little sections like, you know, like Kalamazoo, Michigan. Like only that part of Michigan speaks this one dialect, and now everyone knows him. He'd go into like Chinese places and sit there and act like he can't understand the people's English. So he starts talking to them, and they're like, can't believe how well he's lived there and stuff. So, and it's just great, you know. And it's what we have to come together in this world, not divide. I don't know what these countries would do if Sunnis and Shiites came together and say, screw the divide, let's come together. Let's divide this property in half. You get half, we get half. And we both share this river that divides us. Imagine what the government would do if the Democrats and Republicans just came together and said, hey, Let's work together for the better good of this nation. I mean, forget the N-word. 1985, he was doing Senate hearings. If you can't see that there are people that were blaming Reagan for the problems, and now they're blaming Trump, and he's been in there 3.5 years, our history is not for you to like or dislike. If it offends you, great, because maybe you'll not repeat it. The slavery offends me, so let's not. Yeah, segregation sucked. Yeah, I remember seeing photos of white people's bathrooms and colored folks. I don't want that again. That makes me sick to my stomach when I see pictures of that. I had a buddy that I think he went to Mississippi or somewhere. He was standing in the line, and he overheard that the person running the place was going to refuse to serve these black people. He walked out. He said, "You ain't getting my business. We're all humans." And I'm like, and he walked out of the place, and I applaud him for that. But if you're offended by the history, great, then you're not going to probably repeat it. I've had my aunt did DNA, and I'm going to try to get it done, because I have Hasidic Jew in me. If I ever had a flag with a swastika, I'd say, let me tell you about that. Where do you have that? Let me explain the evil, brutal dictator who killed millions of people with a 97% populace. The populist people went with them. 97%. Oh, turn in your neighbors and friends that don't. Sorry, I don't have a gray and blue jumper on with a number on it. I'm not a number. I'm an American. I'm a human being. You come here legally in the right way, I love y'all. I don't care who you are. Most of my Mexican friends are the most conservative people because they know what it's like. They busted. I'd have them in a restaurant in a heartbeat because they're like amazing. No, we can't afford to have. No, I know you've been here 12 hours, but no, I want to stay. I want to work. You know, you almost have to like turn them away. Because they want to work, they want to earn what they have. See this? I bought this pen, man. I earned it. I don't know what's happened to get a lot of these kids. Oh, I'm getting the phone, but the government's giving it to me. Where are they getting the phone? Where are they getting the money? Where are they getting all this stuff? I don't know where they're getting it, but hey, they're getting the phone. You know, there was a time. Where you can disagree, but still be friends. You know, this is the thing that I don't understand. Because I watched a video, and it had like a high-up tribal council person from the Native Americans. And he goes, granted, I'm from Washington, D.C. Granted, the Redskins are my favorite team. I wanted to go out and try to get a survey of what people thought. And he believes that he is in the majority or huge chunk of the people that are Native American that he's talked to and surveyed are furious that they're getting rid of the Washington Redskins logo, that they're retiring it. They are furious. So I want to know, like, when the biological family of Nancy Green is furious that they're getting rid of Aunt Jemima, who's the one that's saying it's offensive and wanting it taken down? If the people that should be the most offended or not. If the Native Americans are proud of the Redskin name and all that, why are you, I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know. Now, because, I mean, it's crazy because people, they're going to have school. Having my kid go to school, that violates his right. Well, stay home. Have him stay home. Have him learn from school. Like one of my nieces that in 2 hours gets all her homework done for an entire week. She's so far behind, she's not learning anything. If you're that scared of the virus. The virus is real. The pandemic's BS. England has even stopped doing their daily, this is how many people haven't died from it. because the numbers are so wrong. They're not accurate. There was like three places in Florida where their testing center had 100% positive results with every person. Everyone that can't happen. They're investigating it. And then a bunch of the testing centers, they found out that the results were not kept at the right temperature. They were mishandled and everything. But people don't want to have their kids going to school. They're afraid of having the kids and all this stuff. But they have theme parks are packed. People are going to like water, but they're possibly going to shut down some water parks in Michigan because there's so many people coming. And you're not going to wear a mask when you're swimming. You're not going to do it. But, you know, but there's so many people and you can't social distance that they're like, no, what they need to do is to say, okay, we're going to have like a limit, 50 people or something. You keep it open, but you have, if you're that concerned, you keep it to 50 people or 100 people or whatever. I mean, I found out this. I don't know if anyone's ever complained about this. I found this out now. Walmart, they have like two entrances, and they only have one open. And that is because they have like a maximum amount of people that can have in the store, and that's so they can count them. And I'm like, well, then why can't they, if you can only have 400 people at this Walmart at one time before it's too much, why don't you have, you allow 200 on your side and you allow 200 on this side. And as long as you don't go over 200 here, you're still only allowing 400 total. That way you can have both exits. Because many of the Walmarts that we have, the pharmacy is here. The entrance here is closed off. So if you're elderly, you have to walk all the way over here, all the way across the store, because the one entrance by the pharmacy is closed off. But I'm like, well, if you have to have a count, why don't you have two people on any side and you cut the number in half? Instead of him having a 400 count that can go in or out, you have 200 and 200. But Walt Disney World is banning eating and drinking while promoting masks, because they want you to wear a mask. So like, what people are going to do is they're not going to wear a mask, and they're going, I'm eating, and they're going to have like a beer or something in their hand. So they're banning it. You know, they don't want kids to, oh, it's a violation of my right for my kids to go back to school, but they're crammed into the beaches. They're crammed at Disney World. I mean, there's a photo at Walt Disney World with like a guy that's vending the Mickey balloons. Like, there's probably about 50 of them he's holding. There's people everywhere. Everyone with masks, of course. But, and it's like, okay. And I'm sure if you want one of those Mickey balloons, you can't social distance. What do you have to do? What is a guy like yes, and like you have one of those like those gripper things with like the two fingers that go like this, and you squeeze the trigger and you take your money out and you put it in that and you hand it to him, ching, and then he hands it the balloon and the thing. Cause you gotta be 6 feet apart. I'm just, you know, I mean, but there's a lot of people in the photo. I mean, these water parks and stuff are packed because people want to do stuff, but then you get a bunch of people, well, I can't believe they're going to open up schools. And I bet you the same people complaining that they're going to open up schools are the same people that are going to be like, that are at the theme park. Yeah, we went to Kings Island, Walt Disney World, Disneyland. We went to the World Water Park. And you're going to make my son go to school? Are you kidding me? He could get infected. I mean, there are places that have laws that basically state like, okay, you fly, you have to quarantine for 14 days, just out of precaution. But, you know, it's like, I remember back in the day when I used to watch Fox. Before they became very, 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 very progressive liberal. When they used to go off on how bad Fox was, their ratings skyrocketed. They they tried to boycott Goya Foods because the CEO backs Trump, and they're getting so many people. Their sales are skyrocketing. People are like, okay, they support Trump. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm saying I support Trump too. Well, they can, because, like I've said before, there's going to get to a point where, hello, we're U.S. Foods Corp., and 99% of the food you buy in America, canned or otherwise, comes from us. So we're the parent company, and if they support abortion, well, then 99% of the food you buy, you can't really not buy. I mean, you have 1% of the food. You know, okay, I guess you're not going to be able to buy any food in the grocery store because 99% of it is owned by a parent company that supports abortion. Or if you want to not support a company that supports abortion, you can't support any of that, you know. Or if, like, hey, well, I've worked with these two companies and I don't like them. Well, they run 80% of the hospitals. There's no hospital within 400 miles of me that's not run by either of these two companies. So if I want to work for these two, if I want to work at a hospital, I'm going to have to go at least a minimum of 400 miles away. Or if you had an issue or you were mistreated or something and you have, okay, because of what they did to me, I'm not allowed to work for them anymore because of stuff they did to me and I had a lawsuit. Okay, well, there you go. There's one, you know, and that's what's going to happen. With Goya Foods and some of these places that are, you can say, hey, I'm going to support this. I'm going to support that. I mean, they have great products. I've used them before. You know, and you should. I mean, we should be able to put our money where our mouth is. I shouldn't feel like I'm going. Now, if my CEO supports Trump, okay, he supports Trump. If my CEO supports Biden, that's fine. I don't care if my CEO supports Biden. But don't take the company's money and donate to Biden. If you want to take and say, okay, yeah, out of my paycheck that I get from this company, my own personal money that I'm given, I want to donate to Biden and go right ahead. Don't push me into it. Don't say, okay, well, we're going to stand with Biden as a company, and we're going to do this. No, you can stand by Biden because you support him. But just because you support Biden doesn't mean everyone in the company supports Biden. You may have Biden supporters, but you may have Trump supporters. I'm glad that Goya Foods is coming out and he's saying this. But, you know, when you've had, like, what was it? There were some conservative books that Costco was going to remove. And people were outraged. And then some, and I think they brought them back. I'm like, you don't have, okay? If I had a bookstore, I would have some very expensive toilet paper because I'd have Hillary Clinton's books. I don't support what she's, but she has freedom of speech. Whether you like Obama or not, they have freedom of speech. You should never censor anybody. Because if you say, okay, well, get rid of Hillary's book, well, then someone can say the same thing about Trump. You know? It's got to be, if you're going to remove these conservative books from Costco like they tried to, then the liberal ones need to go too. If you're gonna, it's a two-way street. You can't sit there, you know. Got about 34 minutes or so left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I do have my PayPal link up if anyone is interested. This is not free. I wish this was free to do this. I love Will. I watch him on the internet. The 4Js. I love the 4Js. You know, I love, and Will Johnson's like, you know, I wish I could play with model boats all day. I have hobbies, but I feel like I'm fighting for my country because if we lose America, If someone comes from Venezuela or comes from Cuba and they come here, if we lose our freedoms in this country, where are they going to go to? Well, why are they going to come here? If It's one of those things. If we lose the freedoms here, see, this flag means freedom everywhere in the world. And when I sat there and I've had conversations with people, I'm like, whenever, I mean, because I was talking to a guy from Breitbart. Oh, it's amazing. Because I talk with people we don't agree. He's definitely liberal. I'm like, well, I just have a question. Like, whenever I say, like, if you don't like this country and you want to burn the American flag, you don't have to stay here. You can go somewhere else. They always bring, why do they bring up, well, a lot of blacks don't want to be here. Well, first of all, why is it always that comment, why does it have anything to do with black people? If I don't like America, I would leave. And no one's keeping anybody here. It's not, we're not Cuba. We're not forcing you to stay here. We can't disagree and still, and what's amazing is 9 times out of 10, when we get done having our discussions, we want the same thing. We just disagree on how to get it. I'm like, I understand black people are frustrated because there are some white cops that have mistreated black people. I'm not saying, but when you have thousands of blacks die every day at the hands of black people, you need to address that too. If you say, okay, because no one, and I repeat, nobody, George Floyd, I don't understand that George Floyd issue because that guy, why would he do what he's doing knowing he's being filmed? If he's being filmed like he was, that officer, and he knew there were tons of people watching him with cameras, first of all, the people with the cameras, why didn't anyone step up and try to do something? I mean, I've seen like little spoofs, like cartoons, like the wife died because the guy was filming her, not realizing, instead of helping her, he was trying to film the thing and she ended up dying. Instead of putting down the phone and helping her, he tried to capture the moment with the camera and, you know, when she fell off a cliff or whatever. But, you know, why didn't anyone do anything? I mean, that's the problem. If you had people saying, okay, yeah, we need help. Hey, I'm a Black Lives Matter person, and we need help because we need to stop the violence in Chicago. The black-on-black crime has to be stopped. Something needs to be done. Then I can say, okay, I back you. Let's do something. Let's have peaceful marches. Let's have peaceful marches. Okay, we're going to take back the streets. If you, you know, we're going to take back the neighborhoods. Well, this is what we're doing on our own. Anyone wants to come in and help out, this is what we're doing. And you're standing up. Then okay. Then we can stand with you. And this is what you're trying to do to better your communities. We're trying to clean up our communities. We want better. I've been here for 25 years in South. 25 years in South Chicago. I've not seen diddly from anybody outside this. There ain't no white people. There ain't no... I'll vote for a Republican if I think he's going to help my community. But I ain't seen diddly squat from any Democrat. I want to... Let's try to get the community... Then you're going to get support. But if you sit there, you know what? Yeah, we're political prisoners, man. We're political. Yeah, we want our own land. We want Texas. We want it to be ours. Everyone's going to leave. Yeah. You're not going to have people standing with you. You know, you're acting like a fool. Martin Luther King didn't die so you can segregate. And I've had black people even tell me that the Democratic Party's gotten these black people to refer to themselves as colored folks, which was like demonized, and getting them to want to segregate. Like in the Mississippi Burning movie. It's an incredible movie. It's hard to watch, but it's incredible. And he goes, yeah, we got two types of cultures down here, the white culture and the color culture. And it was demonized for the longest time in this country. You know, we're all humans. No matter where you come from, we're all humans. And now you're getting the Democrats to get people to accept the colored culture again and the divide. Sorry, but that Chaz, Trump has nothing to do with it. Thank God there are people in California that are standing up and saying, okay, we can't have at-home Bible study. We can't have Bible studies in our homes. Yeah, we're filing a lawsuit. It's nice to see people standing up. Dantana Sinclair, the mother of a 19-year-old Lorenzo Anderson, who was shot dead in Seattle's now dismantled CHOP zone, has hit the democratically controlled city with a wrongful death claim. Finally, people are standing up. Hey, my son was died because of this Chaz bullcrap because you wouldn't do anything. It's funny how when Trump does nothing, they bitch and complain. But as soon as he says, okay, we need to get NAFTA guard, we need to do this and do that. Well, what authority does Trump have to be able to unleash military and federal police and do all this stuff and federally police this stuff? Where's his authority? Well, his authority actually is, I'm just so you know, is the fact that you'd be bitching and pissing and moaning why he didn't. Like, there were people complaining that, why didn't he step in? Where's Trump? Look at these cities are falling apart like Chaz. Where's Trump? Why isn't he doing anything? But when he steps in and does something like he did in Oregon, when they had all those people that were at that courthouse and shooting fireworks at it and all this stuff, guess what? Now, they're like, why are you doing something? But if you wouldn't have done anything, why did you do this? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you step up? Why didn't you? And that's how it is. The man needs to do what I've said for the longest time. He needs to sit there and support stuff and shove stuff down the American people's throat that he doesn't want. So that when the Democrats go 100% against him because he can't have a victory. They don't want him to win anything. He can go, you know what? I'm going to cave to the Democrats on this one. Okay? We're going to call this Nancy Pelosi's bill. We're going to have a wall. I didn't want a wall. I'm against it, but Nancy Pelosi and Democrats want a wall. So he should have been against that wall, shoving it down their throat 1,000,000%, why we shouldn't have a wall, so that every Democrat could have been screaming, having marches. We need to have a wall. He's going to kill all these Americans. Can you believe it? Trump doesn't want to have a wall. What if people come across the border without vaccinations? Who knows what vaccines they have? He could have said, you know what? Yeah, you're right. We're going to call it Nancy Pelosi's wall. I'm going to cave to the Democrats and we're going to have a wall. That's what he needs to do. That's what he should have done all along. Had a whole plan of things that he didn't want to try to shove down his throat because, as anyone knows, they're not going to want him, they're not going to let him get any victories. So he could have said, look at this. Here's 20 things that, yeah, screw the vets. I'm not going to, Oh, the lines at the VA, they can wait even longer. I don't care. Can you believe Trump wants? Okay, yeah. Well, Nancy Pelosi wants us to help the vets so that they can be seen. So we're going to, I'm going to cave to the Democrats again and all this stuff he could have had passed thanks to the Democrats. But from what I'm understanding, Ghislaine Maxwell is at the same place where Jeffrey Epstein was killed. And she fears she's next. If they really want to keep her alive to testify, why are they putting her where he died? He committed suicide. And magically, the the people protecting him were gone, the cameras didn't work, you know. Heck, when you're on suicide watch, they basically give you nothing but, like, everything they give you can, like, tear, like, with, like, a half an ounce of pressure. So that there's but, you know, he committed. Yeah, he did. He had a 12-gauge double-barrel shotgun that the arm length, yeah, he couldn't reach the trigger, turning the gun towards himself. His arm length wasn't long enough because of the barrel to reach the trigger, so he couldn't pull the trigger, but, you know, he killed himself. Trust me. We're the government. We know what we're talking about. Has a 2.5-foot barrel, but he has a 1.5-foot arm reach. I mean, if they really want to keep her alive, then they would move her. But I love this, because I want to get into this. This is hilarious. Because, you know, like he said this, like in 20s, well, first of all, if you don't know, the highest poll that they did only had 33% conservatives surveyed. So, of course, Biden's going to be way ahead. But, and that's including my friends that when the pollsters call, they BS. Oh, yeah, Biden is the best, man. Oh, yeah, he's going to win. He's, man, his cognitive skills, woohoo. But guess what? He sits there and he always like, well, will you accept the results of the election if you lose? We'll climb that bridge when we get there. You know, we'll go over that bridge when we get there. Climb that mountain when we reach there. He won't answer that. Never has, never will. I can't believe. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi talks about how, Trump will be leaving the White House even if he has to be fumigated, because we're going to fumigate him. That's right. I don't care if Trump wins. He's going to be, we're going to take him out. We're going to, I'm going to make an executive order that I'm going to have him evacuated by the Washington, D.C. National Guard. That's right. We're going to get the Marines. We're going to have him evacuated. We're going to have him taken out even if he wins. Because we're the Democrats, and we guarantee it. The sick thing I saw on 2016 was when all those people were like, wait a minute, they look like those, I said this probably 70 times, they look like the people that, well, the guy on the phone told me if I get $700 in Walmart gift cards and scratch the backs off and give them to him and show them to him, take him a picture that if I show that I'm gonna get $1 million, because that's how he's gonna. I'm paying the fee for the attorney to release that $2 million that this person's gonna give me. Yeah, if you think you're getting $2 million, someone just handing it over for $700, you're stupid. But when you saw those kids that were like, when they realized that they've been taken advantage of, they've been had. Oh, what do we do now? Because now these kids are furious because we guaranteed them. I wonder what the kids are going to be. Let's play devil's advocate and Joe Biden wins and socialism comes in here. What are these kids going to do when they realize that, oh, wow, that free education ain't coming? Yeah. Mammograms, yeah. The government pays for them, yeah. They recommend them at 30, but the government won't pay for them. Nah, actually, the government doesn't recommend you have a mammogram till you're 70. So, yeah, if you want one, you have to pay for it. But once you turn 70, then you can have mammograms. Just wait till. I wonder what's going to happen when all this stuff that they guarantee. See, socialism is sort of like Hillary Clinton winning the election. There's a lot of build-up to it, but in the end, nothing happens because you didn't get what you were told. I told that to someone one time. Yeah, if you think Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden is so great, their socialism is kind of like the 2016 election, and you're told Hillary Clinton's going to win, and then once it's over, you don't get that. You know, thanks. Oh, I can't wait this. Oh, yeah, I'm going to free healthcare, free this, free everything. Yeah, and then you realize, how much? How much? Oh, I have to be 70 before the government pays for a mammogram. Ooh, no. I don't have money for it. Good luck. Oh, that free college? Yeah, good luck on that one. Have fun. Have fun. Have fun, folks. That's the world we live in. That's the world we live in. I mean, Chuck Todd on Meet the Press, a deceptive McCainy clip after being debunked. They're still airing these little snippets of Trump and his press secretary, McEnany, that are deceptively edited after they've been proven false. They still air this stuff. CNN does that. ABC has aired footage of a hospital in like 4 or 5 different stories. That's the same one. That's why, because I've heard where there was a story where Disney fired Kaepernick. And I'm like, I do tons of research. You have to do what I do, you have to love doing research. Because I'm like, because I remember there was one where they said, like, NASCAR gives up national anthem for the black national anthem. They're not going to play the national anthem at all. And I'm like, okay. And you can't find any article proving that. There's so much fake stuff. And I'm like, okay, I want to find out. And you can't find anything. But, you know, when they take these deceptive things and air them over and over and over and over and over again, it's like, dude. Because they know that the people in their party, like when Trump interviewed Chris Wallace, Trump, I think, took Chris Wallace to school. But Chris Wallace, if the Democrats saw that, they'd say, oh, man, look at Trump is so bad. Look at that, man. Oh, my God. And that's who you support. Oh, my, he's so, oh, like, no. They try to discourage you by surveying 80 liberals and 20 conservatives, and then say 80% of America wants Biden, only 20% for Trump. How dare? Nah. It's Americans that are like, hey, we're having church. Go to heck. Sue us. See her in court. We're going to the beach. Screw you. It's Americans that are fed up with this lockdown. It's not a Democrat or Republican issue. I have Republican friends that have not left their house, that have literally not gone outside the confines of their house. They have not gone outside even since March. Till there's a vaccine, they will not. That's what they're. And they're calling people like my mom nuts because they were like, oh, trust me. I will camp out my car to be the first one at the health club when it opens. I'll be there. You guys are nuts. I want to get into this before I get into some Premier League news, but you know that this is what I forgot to do yesterday, man, because I'm a ultimately man, so like. Yeah, that's what I forgot to do. Chem Dog, Allen Wrench, Jack Herr, Cynix, Durban Poison, and Dutch Treat are all strains that are designed to uplift your spirits, get your energy flowing, let you move. Durban Poison. I love this strange. It uplifts my spirits, allows me to stay productive throughout the day. If you want to get things done, smoke some Durban. There, these strains like Dutch Treat and Durban Potion and Synex and Chem Dog and Jack Herr, they're designed so you can function. There's more to cannabis than just sitting in the couch and vegetate. You can't actually, Steve Jobs used it. Many people function. Irvin Rosenfeld every day uses it and functions. The problem you have is you have so many people have been, blacklisted, like, oh, it's so dangerous, it's so deadly, how dare you? Oh, I can't believe you're just a drug addict, that's all you are. You're just a freaking drug addict. Maybe I want to function, maybe I want to work, maybe I want to have a life. Maybe I want to be pain-free. Maybe I want some Chem Dog. But hey. But we have, like in 93, 94, I couldn't say, I want to open up a dispensary. I want to do that. I want to help people. I want to do more with my life. I want to help people. That's just where we live in. You know, people are starting to wake up. But, you know, and as people get woken up, because I have family that, like, don't really understand the medical of it. But that's how it is. I mean, it's amazing. And I'm more excited to find out, okay, we know it can make a way better paper. We know it can make a way better oil. We know it can make, I'd love to see a drum kit made out of the hemp wood, or have like.
Could you do the drum heads with hemp paper, or what? I know it's hemp paper, but.
Possibly. But yeah, I mean, it'd be neat to see what a guitar would sound like an acoustic guitar made out of the hemp wood or whatever. I mean, if you made Band-Aids out of them, hemp is antimicrobial. You could get away without using as much antibacterial products as possible. But like the hempcrete, oh, I'd love to have a house and they made a hempcrete. I'd feel safe. Especially like in the basement. You wouldn't have to worry about like mold, mildew and all that stuff. And I know I've said this several times, but like I remember back in the day when they had like an MTV Rock the Vote thing and had Al Gore, and this guy goes, I get a question, do you support legalizing marijuana? Well, I'm not an expert. I'm not a doctor, nor are you. And I'm like, that's a scripted question. And the whole time I'm like, well, what about paper? What about ethanol? What about hempcrete? What about the seed
that
for
was
oil?
A scripted
what?
Answer.
Yeah.
Maybe not a scripted question, but a scripted answer every politician gets.
And it's like, wait a minute. What about? Because I'm like, I would have been, because my question would, because I know it was a scripted question, because I'd have been like, well, what about? I got a question. The Constitution is written in hemp paper. It's way better. Hemp makes better fabric. This on and on and on. There's a million. Watch the documentary Hemp Revolution. Help educating mass people. That's what hemp stands for. That's awesome. Especially when you see like that old tribal dude with like the pipe. But like, and you learn that Model A Fords had fenders made of hemp plastics. That's the whole point of that, like, car made entirely out of marijuana, because you can make TVs and stuff out of biodegradable hemp plastic. It's just interesting. It's just cool. It's fascinating, you know. I wish I was, like, a genius enough to be able to work on, like, that and stuff. You know, I just know the medical benefits and stuff and doing stuff like that and. But it's like anything. Like I always tell people, if you're going to use it medically, okay, try it on a day you're off. On a day you're off, try it. Okay, like at night, try this strain and see how it affects you, where you don't have to drive. You can just lie in bed. That way, if you're like, wow, okay, well, maybe it's too strong. What percentage of THC? Okay, get some AC diesel CBD strain in 50-50. try it and see, because you'll get the pain relief and the CBD, and you'll get, okay, let's go from there. And Charlotte's, you know, whatever, and go from there and see what works. What do you think they tell you with medications? Try this. My doctor's always, before you try this, I'm giving you the script now, but I wait till the day you have off to see how it affects you. Okay. And I trust them. But yeah. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. And I want to thank you all for tuning in around the world. And the big thing with Manchester United, the number one question is David De Gea. What do we do? I think, I don't know. The problem I have with United, and I think De Gea is something, he's got it. It's just in his mind. But the thing I notice and I see is, okay, there have been a couple games where I feel like, guess what, folks? I haven't seen that type of play since Alex Ferguson left. It's incredible. And then I feel like in the FA Cup game yesterday, I'm like, wait a minute here. Ali kind of, well, this is what worked against Chelsea last time. I'm going to go back to it. This, you need to, like, a couple games that started the Premier League season when it came back, you need to start with that type of style and keep it. I feel like, man, this is incredible. I haven't seen this type of play since Alex left. Sweet. And then yesterday, Chelsea cleans our clock. Like we haven't, like I feel like we went right back to the way we used to play. But I don't get it. It's like, pick a style of play you want to do and go with it. Because I feel like the players are like, okay, pick a style. Like, if you want to do 4-3-3, do 4-3-3. If you want to change up mid, you know, pick something. The 5-3-2, whatever you want to do. I don't like 5-3-2. I like the 5-3-2, no way. I like the 4-3-3 or the 4-3-2-1, but pick a style and go with it and play that every game, all the time. This is how you play. If you want to be like Jose Mourinho and park the bus, try to score really quickly and then wait for the timer. Now it's the perfect width. It's 9 minutes. Park the bus. If that's what you want to play, then play that. If you want to try to score a couple goals and then try to be very defensive. If you want to be very defensive and hope you can squeak some goals out on the break and then frustrate teams like Jose Mourinho has done successfully, go ahead. If you want to be a very dominant team that tries to get 5 or 6 goals every time, then play that style of football all the time. Yeah, there's some issues with De Gea, but I think the bigger issue is what style of football is always playing on the pitch, and we need to play that. Now, Sayer from United Stands, sorry, buddy, we're not getting 250 million pounds to spend. I would love it. We're probably getting 50 million net spend. So we may spend 120 million, maybe, but by the time you take out, we're going to have to sell people. Now, I think all he needs to do that, he needs to take a bunch of the dead ones and say, hey, you've been a great servant to this team, but one matter, we don't need you anymore. Sorry. Bye. See ya. And get rid of a bunch of dead wood. Ashley Young, Phil Jones, one matter. You've been a great servant. You're not caliber anymore. If we want to win if we want to contend for Champions Leagues, we need to and get rid of 5 or 6 people and say, okay, I'm getting rid of these people. I want some people to come in. So that's, you know, and I mean, De Gea is an issue. I can't be wrong. I think he's just, like, mentally not there. Like, there's something. So I don't know. I just, something's got to. I mean, I don't want to sit there and just all of a sudden because it's going to be worse if you say, okay, let's play Romero. I mean, he's dominant. I mean, I think if De Gea goes, I think we need to get a backup for Romero and put him on goal. I think Romero is good. He's not perfect, but he's really good. And I think that's key. I think that's going to be key. I think Bruno Fernandes and Pogba sees people coming in. I think always getting the right type of people gone and the right type of people in. And what I mean by that is he's getting, okay, these are the right type of people that need to go. They need to leave. They're great servants. Juan Mata has been an amazing servant to United. And it'll be sad to see him go, but it's his time. Phil Jones, actually, man, you were great, but you got to go. That's how I feel. But he needs to come up with a style of play and run with it. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to do the 4-3-2-1 or the 4-3-3 every game. This is how we're going to set up with. And we may have to adjust and move Wan-Bissaka around, whatever. We need a central defensive midfielder like you would not imagine. Sometimes I wonder if there are players that are like, I see strokes of genius here, but then I feel like we're going to be like this, where we're going to, like, five games, we're going to feel like we're going somewhere, and then we're going to have two or three games where we go far back. So we're gonna get to third place, and we're going to go back to 10th because of how close the points are. Then we're going to get back up to 6th, then we're going to go back to 5th, you know, back to, like, 7th. And then we're just going to do this back and forth instead of just kind of, well, whether we're 5th and we stay around 5th or 4th, or I think some people are kind of like, I just see us going from like 3rd to 4th to 2nd to 5th to 3rd to 8th and just, you know, back and forth, up and down, instead of just being consistent. And that's been our struggle. I think if we get a style of play on the pitch, hey, we're gonna do a 4-3-3 or 4-3-2-1, I think. You know, we got the pieces coming together. We just need more pieces. And we got a bunch of young talent that in 2 years, maybe not next year, but next year, they're going to be, you know, in 2 years, they're going to be dominant. And we're going to have a great first team, and we're going to have a bunch of young talent that can back them up. So I'm excited for the future. We just got to be consistent with how we organize the team on the pitch. Let me see here. I got about 20-some seconds left in the program, folks. And remember, folks, don't forget this. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday coming up, good night and God bless. Goodbye.